Clark?
I did not see any, and they say it's an automatic first down, and they move the chains. It's now first and 10 for Lakers at their own 30-yard line. Now the officials want to talk things over. The Harbor Beach sideline, the officials, Harbor Beach sideline wants to discuss a few things as Ron Rubel, defensive coordinator for this Pirates squad, talking to his captain out there, Eli Kraft, who's really a coach on the field.
Oh, he's such a great leader. He's been on this varsity team now. This is his third year. Obviously led as quarterback and safety this Harbor Beach team to a state championship, the first in their school history. He knows what he's doing, and he's the perfect leader to have as your center fielder, or in this case, looks like left fielder, manning up against the receiver.
High formation in the backfield. Post under center. Hands it off to Diaz to the right. And there's a white jersey hanging on to him right at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play as Diaz brings up second and 10.
Credit Colin Cook with his first tackle of the night.
It's good scouting here for the Pirates. Seem to be sniffing out everything Lakers is throwing at them thus far.
Harbor Beach defensive line will match up nicely with this Laker offensive line. And that is going to leave the fullback versus them big and speedy linebackers of Harbor Beach.
The nose of the football touches the 30-yard line of Laker territory. Lakers with the ball, two wide to the left, two men in the backfield, I formation. Post under center, hands it off to his first man, number 21. Terrence Dubes loses about a half a yard at the 29-yard line. The man at the bottom of that pile, the linebacker, number 35, DJ Ridner, 5'11", 215 pounds. A collective loss of a yard, and now third and 11.
Yeah, and the first one probably on the scene was was Jake Shoemaker, the senior defensive tackle. But so far, Clark, all we've seen is not one, but two, three, or more Harbor Beach defenders making the tackle. When the ball is at the ball carrier, they are gang tackling right now.
Third and 10, third and 11 for Lakers. Receiver wide to the right, post back to pass. He has a man open at the 30-yard line and is caught by number 21, Terrence Dubes, at about the initial line of scrimmage. Gains about a yard after that, so a 2-yard gain now brings up fourth and 9 for the green and white.
Colin Cook in the coverage there and makes a nice open field tackle to not allow the running back, Dubes, to get out and get any chance at the first down.
So Austin Seltz and Travis Esmaker are deep back in their own territory, ready to punt this one. Austin Seltz stands on his 32-yard line, as well as Travis Esmaker now backpedaling, and they're now continuing to backpedaling as Lakers does have a good punter, number 21, and it's off. It may have been deflected a little bit, not much, and Travis Esmaker brings it into the 36-yard line in Harbor Beach's zone, and on a second effort gets out to the 41-yard line, so a 5-yard gain on the return for the Pirates, and they'll get the ball in similar spot of their last drive that resulted in a touchdown.
Diaz with the special teams tackle.
Number 21, Terrence Dubes, also the punter for this Lakers squad.
Yeah, you'll hear two to three or four names for Lakers that are going to do a lot of the work here tonight.
Been trying to get this fact in the whole game thus far. The sun sets at 7:21 p.m. tonight, and we're in the last quarter of the moon.
I knew something was missing.
I knew what it was. 5:44 left in the first quarter. Harbor Beach leads 7-0. With the ball in the spread formation off the left hash of their own 41-yard line. Eli Graff back to pass, down deep down the field, caught by Austin Seltz at the 26-yard line and forced out of bounds right at the 20-yard line. A 39-yard completion from Kraft to Seltz to move the chains into the red zone with one play.
Brady Post was in coverage one-on-one with Seltz. Did a nice job making the open field tackle. But you can see the relationship between Eli Kraft and all of his receivers so far, especially Seltz. That ball was thrown to the far side, his outside shoulder, and Seltz, beating his receiver, was able to turn around and catch the football. Post had no idea where it was.
And Eli Kraft now passes to his left. It's caught by Josh Shelke. The 15 is down to the 5. Breaks free of a tackle and dives for the pylon, but they say he stepped out of bounds at the 2-yard line. But regardless, it's a first down and goal now as they move the chains again from the 21-yard line down to the 2, a 19-yard reception.
Dominic Guardian going to get credit for the tackle or pushing him out of bounds there. Shelke did a nice job stiff-arming, pushing him to the ground, but his momentum just barely had him step outside that line. Otherwise, he made a great diving effort to get into the end zone.
First and goal from the 2-yard line for the Pirates. Now in the T formation, working off the left hash. Eli Kraft under center on the quarterback. Kiefer dives for it. He's close down, and they put up the arms. Touchdown, Harbor Beach. The Pirates strike on their second drive for a second touchdown. It's now 13-0 over the Lakers.
Yeah, nothing too creative there as they quick snap the ball, and Kraft just follows his big center through the line. That's George Sutherland, just follows him into the end zone. Just a quick, creative play, catching that Lakers defensive line off guard.
It only took 3 plays and 24 seconds to cover 59 yards. Nick Hessling for the extra point. A little bit of a low snap, and this one is blocked by the defensive front of Lakers. And the score remains 13-0, Harbor Beach over Lakers on the WLEW Sports Network.
More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring invites you to stop in and check out the 2014 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 four-wheel drive LT Crew Cab. It boasts a maximum payload of more than a ton and trailering capacity up to 11,500 pounds. And with several models to choose from, you could lease a new 2014 Silverado for as little as $0 down and $299 a month. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details. At Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25 and Sebring, get your new Silverado and find new roads.
We have one final in the books already. Akron Fairgrove over New Haven Merritt. Either played a really fast game or they played this afternoon. Final score, Akron Fairgrove 63, New Haven Merritt 6. As Harbor Beach tacked on 6 more points on that last drive, covering 59 yards.
I got one pick right so far.
You're 1 for 1.
I am.
Well done, Dave Hansen. 5:20 on the clock. It's 13-0 Harbor Beach over Lakers on homecoming on a beautiful night here. Nick Hessling's kick, beautiful, and bounces 3 yards into the end zone. And Mauricio Diaz says, you know what? I'm happy with the 20-yard line.
Yeah, I don't think that's a play that his coach nor himself would want to make, bringing that ball out of the end zone and taking the chance of only getting 10 or 15 yards. Take the free 20.
Ubley scores, missing the extra point. Marlette still leads 7-6 in Marlette, thanks to 92.1 with that call.
Yeah, it looks like Derek Brown had a rushing touchdown. He's the freshman running back for Ubley,
who has speed and strength coming out of that Ubley backfield. First and 10 for the Lakers, working off their own 20-yard line, 80-yard field ahead of them. Mauricio Diaz and Terrence Dubes in the backfield in the I formation. 2 wide to the left, Mauricio Diaz pans this one off, and he is caught at the 19-yard line. They say forward motion had him down at the line of scrimmage. No gain, second and 10.
Leading the way, number 50, George Sutherland.
Austin Ginther's helmet popped off. That's number 74. He's the nose guard for this Pirate defense. So he comes off for a play. Now number 73, Jonas Herman. 5'10", 200. Not even a pound loss there. Second and 10 now for Lakers. Now coming out on the power eye to the left. Post under center. There, hands it off to a second man. Terrence Dubes breaks outside. He has room to run out to the 29-yard line. Dives to the 31-yard line. An 11-yard gain. First down, Lakers.
And a nice play there. Nice kick out by the running back, Dubes. He was going nowhere. Did a nice sidestep outside the box and got to the sideline for a first down. An excellent open field tackle by Harbor Beach's Josh Shelkey.
4 and some change left in the first quarter. It's 13-0 Harbor Beach. Lakers with the ball, though, and their first down of the night comes after an 11-yard gain from Terrence Tubes on the near sideline. Working off the right hash now, slot receiver Dustin Cady in motion to the left. 2 men in the backfield, and say pitch out to Diaz in the backfield. Has to go with a redirection, gets to the line of scrimmage, and nothing more as Harbor Beach is swarming to the ball tonight. And now second and 10.
And first one there to meet him, DJ Ridner.
Lakers comes back into the huddle. 3:50 left in the first quarter. Can catch all of the WLAW sports action in more ways than just the radio. Stream online at thumbnet.net or download the Cruise 102 app on your Apple or Android device. Lakers coming out of the huddle, sending number 1, Seth Bowles, wide to your right on your near sideline. I formation in the backfield, working just inside the left hash mark. Dubes and Diaz in the eye. Hand off to Dubes, and Harper Beach is there. Number 63 helping in the